Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. 600 Illini doctors and medical professionals will be on strike early tomorrow morning, still looking for their first contract. Dr. Nick Vanostel is a pediatrician and has watched the bargaining sessions for 20 months and says there's just no progress.
We feel like everything we can to avoid getting to this point of a strike, including at our last bargaining session yesterday, where our bargaining team again made substantial changes to our proposals to try to get Illini to move closer to the middle to something reasonable. And we still just haven't seen the movement.
The doctors are looking for more safety on the job and a louder voice on issues facing health care. Today is election day, and voters in two districts will decide control of the state Senate. MNN's John Anderson has more.
In District 47, which includes Woodbury and Maplewood, DFL House Representative Amanda Hemmingson-Yeager faces Republican Dwight Dora. This seat is open due to the burglary conviction and resignation of Senator Nicole Mitchell. In District 29, the seat is open following the death of Republican Bruce Anderson. Republican Michael Holmstrom Jr. faces Democrat Louis McNutt. The DFL holds a 33-32 advantage right now in the Senate. John Anderson for MNN.
A 17-year-old boy is accused of an armed robbery yesterday in Maple Plain. West Hennepin Public Safety says the victim arranged a sale on Facebook Marketplace and was robbed at gunpoint during the transaction. The suspect fled into a nearby residence and came out of the home following negotiations with police. And the Minnesota Department of Revenue is reminding Minnesotans they can take advantage of certain tax credits if they haven't already to help out while the federal government is shut down. Commissioner Paul Marquardt.
If you qualify for a refund or a credit, we can get that out to you in about a week. So that could be some really immediate relief in trying to meet some of the critical services that are not being met because of this government shutdown.
Credits available include the child tax credits, renter's credit, and the working family credit. In other headlines, now's the time to review your health insurance options. MNsure CEO Libby Collum says even if enhanced premium tax credits expire, substantial savings will still be available through MNsure. She says, for example, a 30-year-old man from Austin who makes $39,000 a year.
He's likely eligible for tax credits that will lower his health care costs. The estimate says he could receive $314 per month in tax credits to reduce his monthly premium.
More information can be found at mnsure.org. Hormel Foods is eliminating 250 positions as part of a broader restructuring effort. The food processing company says the cuts will affect corporate and sales roles through a combination of layoffs, voluntary early retirements, and by leaving open positions unfilled. The company says they're reallocating resources to focus on technology, innovation, food safety, and product quality. And people nationwide are mourning the loss of former Vice President Dick Cheney. His family says Cheney died Monday from complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease at the age of 84. This is MNN.